Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Here we go.
I know who it is. It's your boy, P.B. here. I'm in the building. Welcome to another edition of Brown City Radio. Your boy, P.B. holding it down tonight. Got my girl, Bree, on the line. Hold up, I think she's on mute. Give me just a second. Okay.
We got Siobhan.
Bree, she's calling to you. She's going to be here. But, Bree, you on here, right?
I'm here.
Okay. Now we got Siobhan, I think it's Guyon. I think that's the correct way to pronounce her name, but when she get here, we'll go over all that. But she's going to be here. She's going to be running a little late, y'all, so y'all got to work with her. She was actually in New York today. She filmed 106 and Park. They were, the whole cast of College Hill was at BET's 106 and Park.
You know.
And so Siobhan was doing her thing, and so she's on the plane now. She should be landing.
And so we're just waiting for her to call up.
Yeah, we're going to give that minute to get off the plane, get her bags and stuff, and she's going to call up. We're going to chit-chat. So y'all just out there listening, y'all just hold it down with us tonight because we just chilling. So, Bree, just go and tell us about your day. What you do today?
All I do is work. Work, work, work. Man, I don't know who's listening out there, so I won't say anything about PETA. But, you know, work is work. Watch TV all day. What you do today, TV?
You know me. I basically sat here. I promoted the show, you know, working on some other upcoming projects, guests and whatnot.
Okay, when Brown Sugar coming back?
You say who?
When Brown Sugar, yeah.
Okay, you know what? How could I forget to do this? Shout out Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar, you know, how could I forget to do that? You know, look, just grab that phone. He just forget that it ain't here. I done just took over. But shout out Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar's on vacation. She will be back next Tuesday, next Thursday. Next Thursday, she will have a big guest, a major, major guest. So y'all make sure y'all got to keep it locked. At the end of the night, before the show is over, I will announce the guest. Because Sugar gave me permission to announce the guest. So if y'all want to know who this big, big guest, y'all got to stay tuned. Let me give me and Bree some background music real quick. You know, we got to get caught with this, you know. Let me get us on spinning real quick. And then we got to do a little random talk. We got to talk about celebrities and whatnot. We got to talk about R. Kelly, you know. I've been following this. I'm waiting on him.
R. Kelly's
there.
In trial now. He's going to jail. Why you won't pee on them kids? Why he did that? Like, he was going straight to jail. Like, I mean, if I was in a jury, he was going straight to jail. No, he don't need no trial because it's been going on for like 8 years now.
You know, I just think it's strange that, I think it's strange how the girl that's in the video, she has now came out and said it's not her in the video.
Yeah, you know what's so funny? I heard earlier today that one of her friends was like, yeah, I know that girl. That's my friend in the video.
I was reading the same thing. They were saying that her childhood friends came up and said with her. And even the dad, he testified saying that there was her in the video. And I think that our Kelly lawyers, they're trying to say that the guy in the video had a mole on their back, and R. Kelly don't have a mole on their back. But I'm saying, who can't go to the doctor and get it taken off. I mean, come on.
Exactly. Man. I'll tell you, I messed up. But the other day, wasn't his hair gold? Now his hair is black? Oh, I'm not understanding. What's going on? He's going through some issues.
No, I think that was actually, I seen video, his video, in the video, his hair changed color several times. I think that was just like a video effect, maybe. I hope he's actually doing it to his hair.
I hope so, because, I don't know. And you heard about Usher and his wife getting a divorce or something? He filed
already?
For yes, already. He filed for separation.
Okay, where did you see this first?
Where did I see it?
Media Takeout.
No, I did not see this on Media. Well, I seen it on Media Takeout today, and I seen it on the YBS. I seen it on YBS blog yesterday.
Wow.
So,
I don't think it's true.
I hope it is.
From her for a
And also I heard that Usher the fifth, the little baby, is not his.
Uh-oh.
So that's probably why he is filing a divorce. And plus his album is coming out. I don't think he need all the drama with her because she looks like a man. Like, I think he's realizing how she looks. I think that's why he's standing up with her.
Okay, so the new listeners just coming in, we want to basically just remind you all that Siobhan is coming. She was coming to New York from filming 106 Park, and her plane is just, she told us that her plane was supposed to touch down at 9:50, and so that means we're giving her a little minute. But she will be with us tonight. She finally told us she's coming, so she's going to be here. So if y'all want to know the juice of the day, we're going to try to get out of Siobhan. Y'all got to stay. And y'all gotta keep it locked. Y'all welcome to call in. If y'all wanna call in right now and talk to us about some celebrity dates, some celebrity gossip, feel free to hit us up at 646-716-8697. UNT.B, your girl Bree, we send you
back.
Okay, now, Bree, I gotta ask you, because you're from New York, how do you feel about, have you heard the new Lil Kim single, Respirator?
Did I hear what?
The new Lil Kim, Respirator.
You know what? I actually didn't hear it, but I heard that she was in a club yesterday promoting, I think, that single in Brooklyn, New York. But I didn't hear the single, and Lil Kim, after she done came out, she done messed up. She's gone. She's washed up. She's finished.
Oh, I like her.
I don't like her no more. And also, Foxy Brown, her single sold, I think, 8,000 for the whole week. 8,000 copies for the whole week.
You know, I was seeing something on the blog about how Foxy Brown was saying she was upset. She was locked up the whole time that her album was made. So she was saying that she didn't approve none of the material that's on her album.
Well, I guess she didn't, because she only sold 8,000. And she's been in the game for like 10 plus years. You selling only 8,000 in a week? Something must be wrong.
Okay, now something I got to talk about real quick, because I was watching TV the other day, and I was just bugging out when I seen this Sweet 16, where they had P. Diddy's step song. I think it's Kim Porter's song, but I think his daddy is Al B. Shore.
Oh, his father's I'll Be Sure?
That was his song.
Are you serious?
Diddy spent laser guap on throwing this kid a Sweet 16 party.
Who he had at his party?
I think his performers were Bow Wow and Omarion, Lord of London walking in. Oh, my God. It was a whole bunch. Then he had Jay-Z giving him shots out. Soulja Boy gave him a shout out.
Oh,
it was a
God.
Whole. It was just crazy.
Such a mess.
I think they gave away $5,000 just for a dance. They had a dance off competition. They just gave away $5,000.
Are you kidding me?
I thought he was just inviting random people. He didn't even know. He went to a radio station, and they were just having people call in, and they were just winning tickets.
Oh my gosh! I wish I would have went. Where was the party located?
I think it was in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
Now, I was talking to somebody. Somebody was telling me that they wouldn't mind being P. Diddy's stepchild.
Me neither.
I was like, I'm sure it would.
For real, like, damn. I wish I had a sweet 16 like that. Because it's spoiled. For real, for real.
Okay, and just for a quick reminder again, go ahead, Bree. Go give them an update. Let them know what's going on with Siobhan. Go give them an update real quick.
Siobhan was on a flight coming from New York. She did 106 and Park today, so she's going back to Atlanta. Well, she should be there already, so we're just waiting for her to call up. We're giving her a little bit of time to call up. She will be on the show. We're just waiting. Her plane touched down at 9:50, so... You know, we don't want to rush her, have her rush to call up, but she will be on. Right, P-Dot? She's going to be on.
She's look, if your boy P-Dot name is on it, she's going to be here. Look,
and we're going to ask her, we're going to ask her some questions, too. We're going to ask her some interesting questions. You know, there's rumors going around about Ashley L. We're going to address that. We're going to ask about her life before College Hill, during, and after.
Yeah, you know, we're going to get the most about it. But,
yeah.
So, Bree, real quick, I'm going to ask you about College Hill. You know, I know you've been following College Hill and whatnot. So tell us real quick some of your highlights moments, some of your great moments that you got from watching the show. What did you enjoy about it?
Well, first let me start off with my favorite College Hillers on this season. I'm definitely feeling Siobhan, of course, because – I wouldn't be doing this interview. Drewski Booty Talk. Let me see your booty talk.
Okay.
Definitely feeling from Drewski. I'm not a fan of Ashley L. She's very argumentative for no reason. Dorian, let me just keep my comments to myself. And, I mean, everybody else is cool. I mean, everybody else is just—they just trying to get famous. I think that's what College Hill is. They go on their show because one of the girls, what's her name, Ashley R. She's already been out there, so I don't think that it's fair that she was on College Hill, in my opinion, since she's already been in like numerous videos and she was in ATL. So I'm like, you're just boosting up her career, and I think that's not fair. That's not fair at all. But the best part of the whole show actually is when Dorian fell out the when it was on the water, he fell out the boat. He thought he was gonna die.
Okay. So hold up real quick. I gotta take a minute to shout out the listeners in the chat room real quick. We got Becca Cheney, USA, we got Jonathan Robinson, we got Setafar 88, guest 1400. We welcome you to create your free user account and you can come get in the chat room, chat it up with us. Chit chat with us. If y'all want to call in and say anything, y'all want to talk to Bree. And I know y'all don't really want to talk to me, but I got my girl Bree in the house. Y'all want to talk to Bree? Y'all at the 646-796-697. Black Achievement is saying in the chat room, Bree, that after watching College here last season, I would never send children to a historically black college. What you think about that, Bree?
Why did it, yes, I read the question, I seen it, and I don't think College Hill portrays HBCU universities as I think it's the students that does it themselves, but it shows you the everyday life and all of that, what goes on campus and what's happening. I mean, you shouldn't have to. Oh, he said the African American versus the West Indies was terrible. The girl who got hit in the head with a shoe was too violent.
Oh, okay. He's talking about season 4, the big mouth. Okay,
he's talking
about. I would say, you know what? I don't necessarily think it got nothing to do with College Hill. I think it's more just has something to do with, you gotta think about it. It's like, how many people in College Hill? What, 6 or 7 different people? All those people staying in one house under one roof together? You know, you guys run into some controversy. Some people don't bump, I mean, they're like in a household, you know. The kids don't bump heads with each other. I mean, it shouldn't have went there as far as it went, but like I said, you gotta understand that Vanessa, when she decided to attack Crystal, she was under the influence of alcohol. You know alcohol can make you do some crazy things.
Exactly, and I don't know. The whole shoe incident, we got to understand, that probably happens all the time in college campuses. You don't know what's that, but that was just on TV. So you can't say that you wouldn't send your child just because of that scene. There's other things that goes on. You got to think about the fraternities and the sororities, that they do good things and all that. So you can't really say, based on what you've seen on TV, you're not going to send your child to all black college. So that's my opinion.
Okay. So she gave your highlights. I got to definitely go put out my little highlights of the season. I think, to me, my favorite person on the show is none other than Siobhan. I would say I'm a fan of Siobhan because Siobhan was, she seems real down to earth. You know, the other females, though, I kind of, but Ashley, and Ashley L, she is catty. Like, she starts arguing, and to me, it kind of seemed like, I don't want to necessarily say Ashley R is a follower, but it seems like every time Ashley L is in something, Ashley R
is
like,
in it with her.
And so it seems like she kind of just boosting it up. And see, I like Siobhan because when the whole thing went down with Drew, and everybody got into it with Drew, Siobhan was the only girl in the house that went to Drew and tried to sit down, you know, and talk to her and try to talk to her. You know, she was like the peacemaker. And in a way, she kind of similar to me because I hate to kind of have negative energy going on, you know. I kind of want everybody to be, let's just be at ease. Now, I ain't trying to make everybody friends, but you want to at least let everybody get along so the situation in the house don't have to be uncomfortable.
Exactly. So she found, well, what you thought about, I'm going to ask you, what you thought about, what you think about Dorian?
You know what? Why are you laughing? I'm not even for the bash this man.
I'm not saying nothing.
You know what? On the first season, I mean, on the first episode, when they were trying to say that Dorian was, I didn't necessarily get the from him. I kind of more like got the vibe that he was just, he's a different type. And see, I say this because, you know, I have, with me being a photographer and whatnot, I meet different people. You know, everybody's not the same. You know, and he's not the typical type of guy. I will say that he's a little more high maintenance at the scale because I was just looking at his fashion. The stuff that Dorian wore, I would never even stop for. So you know, I would say he's a high fashion guy. I didn't necessarily say he was gay because I don't know him personally. I never hung around him, so I can't just make that judgment. But I will say
that he's high fashion.
I would say that, and I would say the people, they are wrong. With Drew, he was kind of wrong for coming at Dorian. Like, you know, he was going, instead of him just going ahead direct the question to him, you know, he kind of talked to the other roommates. You know, instead of just go ahead and busting it out. And be like, hey, man, you gay, you know, he didn't do it like that. He would talk to a whole bunch of other.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So say if you was in the house and you seen that picture of Dorian hanging up on the wall, what would be your first impression?
You know, with me, it wouldn't have, I mean, you know, I still wouldn't have came up with the idea that he was gay because, you know, with me being a photographer, taking pictures, I already kind of know the concept. You know, you're going to run into gigs where you have to think out. That's the whole part about being a model. You have to do stuff that normal people won't do. You know, anybody can sit down and cheese, smile for a picture. You know, you got to be able to do stuff that take pictures and do other things that normal people won't do. And so, I don't know. I would have been a little weird about after I woke up in the morning being seeing him.
But you're saying that he's a bit metrosexual then, more, you know, masculine, but getting in touch with his feminine side and portraying that as well.
I wouldn't say that because I don't know him personally.
I'm just saying from what you've seen and
it's dress style. He dressed metro, and he dressed in the metrosexual style.
Well, Peter, I didn't ask about his fashion style. I just thought, what you thought about him? Not his clothes.
I'm not with you. I'm bad with that, y'all. I wasn't on college to you. And so, what we got to do at this moment, we got to take a little small break. I'm going to play a song from. Okay, hold up. We have a call on the line. This may be Siobhan, so we're going to go ahead and take the call real quick. Da 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 da.
Hopefully it's so wrong.
Okay, we are
from
the 404 area.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brown Sugar Radio. This is Siobhan.
Yeah, what's up? This that girl Shivani.
Shivani.
What's
up?
We told y'all we didn't play y'all.
Huh?
We were telling our listeners that you was coming because you know how they come in. They like, what's the van? What's the van? I'm like, she coming.
Oh, yeah. I just got off the airplane on my way home. So I'm here.
So everybody, we got Siobhan from College
Inn.
Yes.
Okay, now, so with that being said, Siobhan, so we're going to go ahead and get into the interview. And basically, I want to start off by telling you all why I chose to book Siobhan as my guest for my special show here, because I know I normally don't host shows, but I should have normally hosted the show, but she's on vacation, and your boy Pete, I'd be holding it down for y'all. And basically, I decided to have Siobhan on the show because Siobhan is that chick. To me, she's that chick. You know, from college here, she was a cool chick. She was down with everybody. You know, she kind of stayed away from the drama. She didn't get into the drama, you know. And I would definitely say Siobhan has been through many things in her life. She has seen things. She has seen some things that have her, I would say she has seen some things that many people would never get to see or experience in their life. And I think that when you go through stuff, that make you look at life in a different light. You know, when you go through something, you see things totally different from other people. And I would definitely say that I can kind of relate to her in a way because, you know, we all go through things in life, and you just got to make the best of them, and you got to come through them, and you got to stay strong, which this young lady has done.
She
had it down on college here.
She sure did.
We're going to go ahead and get into this interview with Bruce.
Yes.
You have any questions you want to start off with?
I just want to ask you, Vaughn, we want to talk about life before college here.
Uh-huh.
How was your life before college here? Like, what, this, in like three sentences, describe your life before college here.
Three sentences. Well, y'all already know I'm a fun person, so I love to have fun and hang out and show a lot of personality. I'm a Hooters girl, so I'm used to entertaining every day, like while I'm at work and stuff like that. So I would say I'm a fun person. Very fashionable, all the time, stay fly, at home on the streets of the ATL and wherever I go. What else? And I'm a very inspiring person. I mean, to all my friends, they look up to me for everything, call me on the phone when they need energy, when they need to get up. You know, I bring that energy to everybody. So I've always been that person before the show and after the show, I could say.
Okay, that's cool. So, before college, are you still working where you was working before you got on college here?
I go in sometimes when we have time. I do a lot of appearances and promotions for BT right now. So when I have time, I be missing my Hooters girls. So I go in there from time to time just for the fun, not for the money, because I be missing my life before the show or whatever. So I go in there from time to time, and people come in and see me, all the, you know, black people that do come in Hooters, you know, that watch BET. They be excited to see me. So I go for the love. Yeah, so I still be in Hooters downtown Atlanta every now and then.
In school. So do you get a lot of love now that you was on College Hill?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've never been that person that everybody hates. You know, I'm always that girl that everybody wanted to be around anyway. But now, it's a lot of love. It's like, it's a different kind of love. Like, being in the street, you know, you get Siobhan, and I'm like, who is that calling my name? And you think it's going to be somebody you know like you used to. I turn around like, I never seen you before. How you know my name? Then I have to remember, oh, yeah, you know, I did just do the show, you know. So it's a whole different kind of life. You know, you can't go out really with your hair nappy, you know, in between those sewings sometimes.
Right.
Looking like, boy, she look a mess. You know, and then you get love, and then you get those comments that people think that when they're complimenting you, and they're really not. Like, you look so much better on TV, or you look better in person. And I'm like, oh, that's not a compliment. Well, I didn't know you was that small. You know, did y'all get paid? You know, they make little stuff like that. So it's fun or whatever. You just have to have tough skin and know who you are, and then that just takes a long way.
Right. So, P-Dot, what's your question?
Okay, now, I was reading that you attended school at Xavier University in New Orleans during the time of Hurricane Katrina, and you had to transfer back to Clark Atlanta University. And so I was just wondering, because I read that your major was biology, I was trying to figure out, how did you go from biology
I'm all over the place. My life is all over the place. I might wake up one morning and be like, hey, you know what? I don't want to do that no more. My life about to take a whole different direction. And don't be scared to do it. I'm not scared to make moves and just, you know, be spontaneous. So when I was going to Xavier, you know, it was really hard. That biology, that school do not play with y'all. You know, I commend anybody that graduates from there. XU, I loved it to death. I love the college experience. But one time, I was like, when I came back after the storm, because I evacuated and went to another school in Atlanta, then it was time to go back to Xavier. So I went back, whatever. And then I was like, I was sitting in biology class, chemistry class. I was like, man, I don't want to do this no more. Let me go. I'm about to go home. So everybody was like, you know, you just want to go back to Atlanta and party. You ain't going to be nothing if you go back home. You just, you know, you're supposed to stick it out with us. We're supposed to be doctors and this and that. I was like, man, forget that. I don't know what y'all trying to do. You know, y'all keep going with this, but I got to go because this is not for me. So I left and actually got into so many other things. Came to Clark, just had fun, just said, I'm about to do fashion. That's something I love. I don't know where to take me, what to do with it, what I could do with it, but hey, I love it, so I'm about to do it. So it's just all about taking chances and taking risks. That just shows my personality. I'll take a 360-degree turn in a minute.
Okay, now, with that being said, I actually read it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but in 2005, when you were at Xavier University, you were on the dean's list now, right?
I was what now? I'm sorry.
On the dean's list.
On the dean's list. Oh, yeah, I was doing my thing with that biology now. You know, I'm not going to fail at anything. When I'm up in there, you know, I'm going to make it do what it do. But at the same time, it just wasn't for me. I made A's, you know, I made B's, but, you know, and I even made some C's. But at the same time, I made that dean's list now. I was up there to do what I had to do. I wasn't playing. Shoot, all that money. I'm wrong. No. So yeah. Oh, thank you for reading that. I don't know. Ooh, okay. I don't know where y'all got this info from, but thank you.
We know.
Google me, baby. That's what it's about. Google me, baby.
So, would you tell them that fashion is your major now? What is one of your favorite fashion designers or one of your favorite clothing items to wear, you know?
Oh, let me see. My favorite clothing item. I love shoes. I'm a shoe girl. Love to have the baddest shoes, the baddest boots with some shorts on. So my favorite shoes right now are Roberto Cavalli. I love those. I love the Cavallis. You know, sometimes I get the, you know, the cheap and cheerful ones, or I might go snatch me a pair of real Cavallis. But you know, it's like whatever. You just have to know how to put everything together. I love the thrift stores. Now, I can say that. I love the thrift stores. I love, what else? I love so much stuff right now, so much high-end, no-name brand. I just put it together and just make it work. I love everything about
looking good at the end of the day.
Yes, it sure is, and that reflects how you feel, too.
Exactly.
So I just make sure I try to do what I, you know, do. And I don't spend like a whole, you would be surprised when they'd be like, you know, I like that shirt. And they'd be like, yeah, you know, how much you pay for it? Oh, just $1, you know. What? You paid $1 for that shirt? Yes, I sure did. I love to find stuff that people won't have. Like, I don't shop in the mall at all. I don't. And I love the boutiques in it. We got so many boutiques out here now. We just got so much stuff. Now I'm getting into dresses a little more. My castmate Dorian told me, you need to switch it up and start doing something. Wear some dresses. So I'm trying to get into the dress thing right now.
Okay. Now, see, you missed it. Before you came on, me and Bree was talking about our favorite cast members on the show, and I think we both would agree that Shivani is our
Shivani.
Now, y'all just going to be telling me that now, because we get people that tell everybody, you my favorite. Now, y'all for real?
No, we for real. I would definitely keep it real, but we going to get into that later on.
Yeah,
because
you
just
have to roast some of
the other
members, but.
No, but you're definitely my favorite because you keep it neutral. You don't try to get into the drama that's going on in the house. You're friends with everybody. You talk to everybody.
I don't like negativity. You know, I don't like to feed into it. Life is too short for all of that. Like, y'all arguing about dumb stuff. You know, I don't like to get into all that. I live my life free and happy. You know, I go through stuff, don't get me wrong, but I always bounce back and persevere instead of just getting so, well, he said this, and I don't like, he called me this. So what, girl? Get over it and move on. Like, that's how
exactly.
I am.
Exactly.
So, it comes from learning experiences, though, because I always wasn't like this. Like, I would be the girl that argue with the guys at Six Flags, like, no, I don't want to ride around with you. You don't look cute. And then that'd be the same guy that punch you in the face. And then, you know, you got to learn from stuff like that. So, I learn from everything. That's how it is. So,
okay, now, what we got to do is we got to go ahead and get into the topic of the hour, what everybody's here for. Everybody want to know about College Hill. And so what we got to do is before we get into it, we got to ask Siobhan, we're going to play a little game real quick. Remember this game is called First Impressions. We're going to go through the list and name off everybody that was on the show with you. And we're going to tell you to give us your first impression because, you know, I know I'm guilty of this. I can run into people, you know, before I even get a chance to know that person.
Yeah.
That person. And so what I'm going to do is just go down the list, name everybody off, and you can just tell us your first impression of each person.
Okay. We just played this game earlier today with me and my castmates and I, so I think I can spit it back to you again.
Okay. We're going to start off with Ashley L.
Ashley L. And it's funny that y'all don't know we kind of knew each other before we came into the house. So, I'll take it back to the first impression, the first time I met her, maybe. First impression, Ashley L. What did I see about her? I seen that she likes to be the center of attention. I can kind of see that. And I already knew that she's so involved, like she likes to take control of everything. I could see that about her. She's very outspoken. And from the beginning, I think I could see that she likes to take control of everything.
Yeah, you know, that was, mad that you said that, you know, that was funny when she came on the bus, and you was like, girl, I know you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fun. I knew, and it was Sierra, actually, when I said that to her, Sierra. It was actually Sierra. Yeah, Sierra, we all knew, like, Sierra and Ashley were best friends, but I kind of knew them through their other friends, and I kind of knew of them, but I hung out with their other friend from time to time. I mean, Atlanta is kind of small, so we kind of do those events together. I think I met them on a promotion for Young Jock a long time ago. So, yeah, so I kind of knew them a little bit. Like, I don't know if your next person is Sarah, but I could tell you my first impression of her when I first met her on the bus. We actually seen each other at the casting, too, so we knew, like, who made the show or whatever. So, Sarah, what did I see about her? I could tell that she was flirtatious, and both of them, I could kind of see from the beginning, they both like to be seen, you know what I'm saying? They do a lot of, they done tried to be in so many movies out here in Atlanta, you know. So they've been doing promotions and been trying to get in the spotlight. So I knew that you know what I'm saying, they wanted this show to be all about them. When I got the first impression of her, I was like, oh, my God, her voice. This accent is going to get on my last nerve. That's the first thing I thought. You know, I'm gonna keep it real. That was the first thing I thought, you know, when she was talking. And I was like, oh, Lord Jesus. I thought, oh, man. So, yeah, it was her accent, too, that I was so afraid of.
Okay, now, my next person on the list, I got Ashley R.
Ashley R. Now, that was a fresh face of the girls. I never seen her before. When she got on the bus, I was like, oh, my God, you know, somebody new, somebody, you know, I could probably, you know, kick it with or whatever. I don't know what I got of her. I wasn't thinking about nobody when I first seen them on that bus. If y'all don't know, I was just like, I had tunnel vision. It was all about, like, what I get into my little mode where I don't really see nobody but what I got going on. So, I mean, when I first seen her, though, I thought she was a very pretty girl. I was like, you know, she's probably nice because she jumped on really nice. So I thought she would be nice.
Okay, now we got to move on to the guys of the house. What about Anthony?
Anthony, that was actually the first person I met. We met at a park, during the show or whatever, the premiere. We met at a park, and he was sitting under this bridge. Like, I was like, oh, God. They had him under this waterfall. I don't know if y'all seen the little lake behind where he was sitting. I mean, he was just so perfectly placed. Like, it was so romantic. Like, and I was like, oh, God, you know, here's the hookup hopeful, you know, pretty girl with the pretty boy. And I'm like, oh, God, this is who they going to try to put me with. And when I first seen him, I was like, oh, my God, who is this genuine-looking boy? He had this curly hair. He had some nice hair. And I'm like, you know, I'm here. You know, you can propose to me now. Like, that's what I kind of got calling him, like, this is the guy they're going to try to hook me up with. He has some nice hair. I was like, he's going to be really into himself, the real cool guy. So I was kind of right on that because he is into himself, but he's real relaxed and chill. But I thought that was the one they was going to try to make it be, like, that's my guy on the show. That's who I'm going to get with, you know, because it was, like, so perfect. And he was like, I go to Clark, and I'm like, I've never seen you before. So, yeah, that was my first impression of him, that he had some nice hair.
Okay, now, I'm going to move on to the next one. Now, Savannah, I've been doing this for weeks now. So you got to let the people hear your famous line, the line that you made famous. Now,
a booty talk.
A booty talk. And when I was recording that, I didn't even think it was funny. I was really just imitating him. You want me to say that, like, for real?
We want you to say that for real.
Want you to say it.
Okay. Let me see you make your booty talk. Booty talk. Yeah. There you go. You got it out of me. For free, too. I'm going to start charging for that little line. I'm about to make some ringtones or something. I promise I am. Drew was like, when I met him the other day, he was like, Siobhan, you made my song more famous than I did. I said, yeah, I know. And you're going to have to give me my cut. I mean, whenever you get that deal. So somebody please sign Drew, if y'all listening, sign this man so I get my cut for that song. Somebody get that man some money because I need my share. Thank you. First impression of Drew, another rapper. I'm from Atlanta, so we get rappers all the time, Lord Jesus. I'm like, here's another rapper. And I know, I already knew what time it was. Here's your time to promote yourself and try to get a deal. So I knew he was going to be rapping all the time. I could kind of see that, but then again, I was like, I didn't know where he was from because he wasn't giving me that Atlanta flavor, like to say he was from the A or whatever he said he was from. I think he said he was from the A. But, yeah, he wasn't giving me that Atlanta flavor. So I'm like, here we go, you know, another con artist. And that's all I thought. Like, okay, we're going to see what he brings. That's all. I was just like, oh, no, another rapper. I'm not impressed.
Uh-oh. Now, tell me your first impression of Dorian.
Dorian, I didn't think from the beginning, I didn't think I was going to click with Dorian as much as I did. I just thought, Dorian, what did I think? I thought he was fashionable. You know, he came on, like, with his little accessories and stuff. So I was like, oh, you know, this is a fashionable dude. I could tell that he was popular around campus because he definitely gave me that Clark Atlanta look that, you know, most of the guys have at Clark. So I just thought, you know, he's fashionable because all the guys at Clark, you know, of course, I wouldn't say all of them are gay, but a lot of the fashionable ones are. And I was like, okay, you know, I didn't think gay. Like, I was like, you know, I didn't really think about it. I didn't really care at that moment. I was just like, he's fashionable. He gives me the Clark Atlanta flavor. So that's all I said about him.
Okay, and last but not least, Dennis.
Dennis, the baby, of course. Like I said, the little teeny popper. He gave me baby. Like, when he first came on, you know, yeah, y'all, I'm so happy to be here. Like the way he just talks, he looked like a child. So I was like, you know, who are these kids they casted? So I thought he was going to be, he actually ended up being a whole lot more mature than I thought he would be. So I thought he would be the, you know, child of the, he's in fact the youngest, but I could tell. You could see it all in his face that he was young.
All right. So we're going to move on.
Oh, y'all really getting this out. Y'all know how sleepy I am right now? Oh, I'm going to sugar radio and have to owe me something after this. I don't know what it's going to be. So, you know, Reese's is my favorite chocolate now. you know, something, because, boy. Oh, so y'all know I just got back from New York. And, in fact, we y'all know the finale's coming up. I just want to tell y'all that real quick. And we just recorded 106 in Park today. So it's coming on tomorrow, and we're not calling it a finale because it's not the end. We're kind of calling it the after party, you know. So I'm looking forward to the after party that we're having on our hour-long finale next week. So whew, I'm tired, but I'm just getting in, and I'm getting my bags out the car as we speak now. So go on with the interview. I'm here.
All right. But, since you say you always best dress, you know, dressing to look good. What are you wearing right now? What do you have on right now?
Right now, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I got on some sweats and a t-shirt. I'm tired. Right now, I'm wearing some sweats. But today, y'all gonna check me out tomorrow. I look so fly on 106 apart. I had my nice spring print, color print with the Nine West pumps that I had caught on a deal right before I left. But I look real fly earlier today. Real, real good. So I had on. What else did I have on? Oh, I had on some shorts. I love shorts. I had on some blue jean shorts today with the little fringes at the bottom. They kind of was fitted. They wasn't, you know, we wear shorts. They wasn't too short, you know, where the booty meat was hanging out. But it was, you know, real flashy. And, you know, so I looked good earlier today. Now that I'm back home, I'm on chill mode. I'm tired. Yeah, so I got the sweatpants on now. That's what I got on. Adidas tennis shoes. I'm kicking it. Kicking
right,
in with brown sugar.
All right, so we're going to do the last impressions. After the whole show and everything done in, what is your last impression of Ashley L?
Ashley L, last impression. She's a sweetheart. Like, she was my immediate roommate in the house, and we shared the same room. And she really, like, Ashley L comes off as this mean person on the show, but she was really sweet to me. Like, she helped me. Like, I'm not a good domestic person. Like, I'm not good at, you know, washing the dishes. I'm not good at cooking. I'm not good at packing clothes. I'm not good at that kind of stuff. So Ashley L was that one in the house that kind of like, you know, help me, Siobhan. You know, this goes this way. Or Siobhan, I'm going to help you put your lashes on. Or Siobhan, I'm going to help you pack. Or Siobhan, like, she always was my helper, and I loved her for that. So my last impression, she makes a lot of mistakes. You know, even now that, you know, the show goes on and, you know, we're airing and we're doing promos and she's, you know, having it out with people and saying stuff about people. But in, like, the reality of it, she's a sweet girl to me. And that was it. She still is a sweet girl, but sometimes she, you know, wants all the attention. She's like that. And it's just something you have to learn about her, that her family just spoils her. And she has to learn that everybody's not going to do that. And she has a lot to learn, but I love her to death.
All right. Now we're going to get into Ashley R.
Ashley R. Let me see. Lasting impression. She loves her boyfriend, Michael. I know all the guys love Ashley R. She's so sexy, but by no means is she available. Trust me. She don't look at no other guy. She don't see no other guy attractive. She think everybody just, you know, out to get her, you know, all men. She thinks she's against men. She loves her boyfriend, Michael. And that's all it's about. She's promoting his music and everything every time we do radio. Did you play One Chance's song, you know? One Chance with Usher. And, you know, he has a new song because I love Michael. That's what it's all about. So, last impression, she loves her boyfriend.
Okay. So, what about Sarah?
Sarah is a flirt, of course. She always talks. I don't know, because when we was in the house, you know, at first she liked Anthony, and then she liked, when we went to London at Jocelyn, she was so into Keith. She's a big flirt. Sarah sometimes, she comes off to me like, I don't want to say she doesn't have a mind of her own, but she tends to follow people a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, like, even now, Sarah works at Hooters now, you know what I'm saying? Sarah does a lot of stuff that I could be like, hey, you know, I did that. Why are you doing that now? You know what I'm saying? But she's a really sweet girl too. You know, I think Sarah looks up to me in a lot of ways. So you know, can't knock that. So yeah, Sarah's cool. She's a very, you know, she used to get on my nerves. Africa. She definitely is a trace back to her roots. I can say that. It got on my nerves sometimes from being from Africa, but, you know, I love her for being who she is, and, you know, she's a beautiful African. So that's my girl. We call her our Nubian queen. That's our Nubian. Why y'all laughing? That's my Nubian queen. So, yeah, Sierra, but she loves, you know, ranch and mayonnaise. She's the funniest stuff. Like, we go out. Like, Sierra, what the hell is that? I like it. She mixes crazy, like, crazy food. So, I don't know if it's part of her culture or what. Okay, come on now.
What about Anthony?
Anthony, now last impression. Anthony's an entrepreneur. I could say that. He's definitely doing his thing with his squad entertainment. He throws, you know, the hottest college parties. He would love for me to tell y'all this, if he ever did. He throws the hottest college parties, because I never give him his props, you know what I'm saying? But the parties are cool. He throws the hottest college parties in Atlanta with his company. He's actually one of the CEOs. So he's very much of a money maker. He's all about his bread. And he has a girlfriend, and, you know, we was just talking about this, me and him, today, you know. I was like, where's AJ? He's like, oh, yeah, she's mad at me. You know, what did you do, Anthony? Oh, you know, I messed up. You know, she's mad at me for doing such and such. I said, well, you the dummy, you know what I'm saying? So I always preach to him about how he does his girl. So he's still learning, but he loves his girlfriend dearly, too. And what else about him? Yeah, that's really it. He's an entrepreneur. Oh, love girls. They love he always say, you know, I'm doing this, but no homo. No homo. No homo. You know, so I got used to his little sayings and languages and stuff. But he loves the ladies. Definitely will pick up a girl. Him, we like to call him Drew and Dennis Destiny's Child, you know, because they do everything together. They pick up girls together. They sleep together. They eat together as a little, you know, little clique. So we like to call them Destiny's Child.
So what about, you know, Mr. Booty-Tow?
Drew has a lot to learn. Drew has a lot to learn. I think this whole show is a growing process for him. He definitely, like, people come off like Drew's a bad person, but I just didn't think he had any guidance, you know what I'm saying? So, therefore, like, even during the show, I was like, it's you. It's always you. You know what I'm saying? I kind of felt bad for him. Like, everything we do, it's always Drew messing something up. You know, so he has a lot to learn. He does. And, I think even now the show, I can't say the show really changed him because he's still promoting them damn songs. We was in BET offices today. He woke the whole office up with a concert. Don't nobody want to hear that. We're in the business place, and you up in here rapping in the waiting room. Like, come on now. You know, so he's still, you know, he's very persistent, I could say that. He wants to make it in this industry with his rapping thing, but I just don't think he could do it because he's so sensitive. Like he just, he's so sensitive. So it's just, he has a lot to learn. But Drew is a really nice guy, you know. He is, from time to time.
What about...
Nobody gives him a chance anymore. Like, the girls can't stand him, but I'm nice to him. So.
Okay. What about Dorian?
Dorian, that's my sweetheart. A lot of people like to say we're dating. It's official. Me and Dorian are not together. I'm clearing that up out there. You know, me and that's my role dog right there. Even though he's younger than me, like 3 years, I love him to death. He's so hilarious. So hilarious. I love him. He does the funniest stuff. He dances. We play all day long. I mean, that's just my sweetheart. He's 20 years old and acts like he has a mindset of a 30-year-old. Like, he's very mature but loves to have fun. And I think he's going to make it really far. I believe in him a whole lot. He bothers me every day. Siobhan, we need to do this. What are you doing? You know, you need to get up. Get an outfit. Get something on. We going to this event. You know, so he's grinding right now and just having fun. But that's my favorite cast member out of anybody. Everybody can tell you I love Dorian. That's it. So that's just it. That's my favorite.
And last but not least, Dennis.
Dennis, I think he's growing too. Dennis, he's so unsure of himself all the time. Siobhan, he always asks me, you know, a lot of them call me and ask me, you know, Siobhan, what you think I should do? Like, they really look up to me. And I could say, Dennis is learning too. He's hustling right now, taking all the high school girls to prom right now. And, you know, I don't blame him because he's getting, like, you know, two stacks every time he take one of these little girls to prom. So he's making money. He's doing that. But he's still growing, and he's still, like, I could say him and Dorian are the same age, but Dorian is so much maturer than Dennis. Dennis, I mean, he can dance. I love the way he dances. He taught me a lot of little moves. And, you know, I like him for that. So Dennis is fun. He's a fun person to be with at the parties and stuff.
All right, so
lonely.
We don't get into the drama that went down in the house. The drama between Ashley L and it was always Ashley L and Drew, like.
And it was so annoying because, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know why they edited to make it look like that, because really, they didn't argue that much. You know what I'm saying? They argued, they had their run-ins, but the show exaggerated the whole thing. You know, I would say that. The whole thing, I mean, it's such a controversial issue with what happened at the table. Of course, they was like, Siobhan, where was you at in that scene? You got the hell on. You scared, girl. You scared. You know what I'm saying? But I really, honestly, I didn't know what, you know, I was like, you know, maybe he should. Like, she brought him down. You know what I'm saying? So what can you expect for a guy to
right.
You know, say bitch, and then you get mad that she just, you know, called you the B word. And now you want to jump up all in his face. You know, you push him to that limit. So therefore, you have to accept what he's going to do, you know, in return or whatever. So it was like I was kind of on Drew's side, but at the same time, I thought what he did with the family, you know, was disrespectful. But at the same time, it's such a, like, oh, I'm for Ashley's side and I'm for Drew's side. It's such a concept. You know, I like the blog on BET.com, and it's so funny that I got 500 comments for that blog entry. Like, it's crazy because people going back and forth. And it's crazy that how bad they made Drew look on that show, it's a lot of girls that love him. It's a lot of girls that love him. So they were saying, like, you love Drew? And that's the thing. And it's okay. It's okay. It's a lot of girls that love him. Dorian say, I don't understand. People love him. What is wrong with America? I can't stand him. I hate him. And this and that. And ghetto girls like him. You know, but it's not all about that. It's just Drew. I don't know. People like Drew, but I can see you liking him, but it's a different extent when you say, okay, I'll be in a relationship with Drew. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just takes a lot to help this man. But at the same time, Ashley L and Drew, that argument, Ashley L did not have a crush on Drew. I'm going to keep that real. It wasn't. People say she just liked him. That's why she argued with him. I don't think, like, me living in the house with them, she didn't like Drew. In the beginning, she was probably flirting with him or whatever, you know, leading him on or something like that because she was drunk. But at the same time, she didn't like him. Ashley L was after Dennis. You know what I'm saying? So that was her man she wanted. Ashley L is just a confrontational person. And she don't mind speaking. Like, if everybody has an attitude with Drew, she's going to be the one to let them know that everybody can't stand your ass and this and this and that. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Ashley, you know, that's not your place. You know what I'm saying? So it was more to why she always, you know, like, got at them sometimes, but as at the same time, Ashley L would shut up and just let it be. They just didn't talk to each other half of the time. You know, they wasn't always arguing because, I mean, then I would have to fight her ass and tell her to shut up because I'm tired of it, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like that, like as bad as y'all see it. So that's a big issue. I mean, we can sit here and talk and debate about it all night. We can. It's just so much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ooh, so, yeah, that's that.
You got to say, that was my favorite part, though, in the show. When they saw, I had to watch it 3 or 4 times before I actually changed it. I started looking, I'm like, what's the bad? You know, because the door was reaching across the table trying to break it up. Y'all chill. I'm looking for Siobhan, but I see Siobhan. She's standing over the side with her drink. I'm like,
laughing, instigating. I instigated the whole thing because I was like, and what did he do, girl? Oh, I said that was nasty because I wasn't there early that day. I left to go to a cookout. So I wasn't there. So I'm the one that just always missed out on the drama. I don't know what's going on. Everybody always kept secrets from me. I didn't really care, to be honest with y'all. I was there to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? But at the time, I wanted to know what happened. And she was so anxious to tell me, yeah, girl, he was at my house and he did this. You know, that was her time to, you know, get something started. And I was like, yeah, I'm me and Dorian just instigating over there. And honestly, for the ratings of the show, I wanted him to hit her, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they could all jump on his ass. I wanted to see some drama. I'm not going to do it. So I wasn't even in that shot, but I had on a cute outfit that day, so I wish I would have broke that shit up, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I was like, I don't care, you know, oh, this is good. You know, I'm over there laughing with my popcorn and just, you know, because, I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, Sierra jumped in it. And they got all mad at me, like y'all didn't see that part where they was like, well, Siobhan, you know why you didn't get in on it? He called me a bitch. I said, I don't blame his ass. You know what I'm saying? You just called him dumb. You know what I'm saying? You just say he ain't got no money, and that's one thing you don't do is call a man broke, boo, because he will jump on you. You know what I'm saying? So I said you kind of push him to a limit. They always come back and say, Siobhan was all wrong. So you say, Siobhan was all wrong for jumping in it. I mean, that's your friend. Of course, if y'all were my best friend, I would have probably got in it. But who want to hear all that popping off at the mouth, walking around the house with a knife and stuff like that? Come on now. If y'all really wanted to hurt each other, y'all would have made it happen. Hey, you wasn't nothing but air and opportunity in between y'all. Y'all could have made it happen if you really wanted to. You know what I'm saying? So it was all just a bunch of blown up nonsense to me.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I didn't even care. I was like, oh, this is funny. Oh. So, you know, I think, and everybody loved that part, of course. You know, even season 4, when the girl hit the other girl with the shoe, you know, and maybe our show would have been airing longer if he just would have stabbed her. Like, I'm thinking, like, dang, you know, so, it's all for the ratings. You know, I was thinking on that side.
Okay, I definitely got to move to London real quick because, you know, I was dying laughing when y'all went to the ice bar. And I was looking, I'm like, what's Siobhan in? They saw Siobhan had her tights on. I know she was freezing.
I was freezing in them leopard print tights. Them was some leopard print tights. Everybody like, Siobhan, you going to freeze them on. I said, I'm wearing these leopard prints tonight, boo. So I had on some leopard print tights in the ice bar, freezing my ass off. And I kept asking them people, can we go now? Because the camera people, they always, you know, production, they make us sit in spots for a long time. And I'm like, can we go? Can we go? And I don't drink. That's my thing. I don't drink alcohol, so I asked the bartender for some fruit punch in my little ice glass, and I'm sitting there, me and Dorian over there having a photo opportunity. You know, we all in there taking pictures, but that thing was really neat. Like, it was really cool. I mean, I heard it's real expensive to go in there, so that was a great opportunity. I loved it.
All right, I'm going to address something that I heard. Well, I was watching YouTube, and, you know, everything was on YouTube. But I seen Dorian, Ashley L, and Ashley R was having a discussion. It was real heated, and I think it was a rumor about her getting off with Weezy. Is it true or?
I don't know. I don't know Ashley's personal life. You know, so right, I really right, can't speak right. on it. I don't hang. I'm not one of her best friends. You know, so that might be a question y'all might want to ask Sierra, because you know that them two aren't friends anymore. So
they're not friends no more.
I think it was something in their friendship circle, you know, that went wrong. But I don't even, I couldn't even tell you, I could tell you, like, I don't really know why they're not friends anymore. It's just a bunch of, you know, they both reaching for the star and they both, you know, reaching for the spotlight. Instead of being together on a bunch of things, they're against each other. Bunch of he said, she said, middle school mess. But, yeah, they're not friends no more, so I don't, but they were best friends from the beginning, you know, went everywhere together. So they might be able to answer that for you. But with her and Weezy, I think it was something like she was talking to another one of his artists or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is. You know, Ashley's a very, I'm not saying, you know, she's out there. I mean, being in Atlanta, you meet, like, so many rappers. You hang with them. You know what I'm saying? You go to shows with them. You know what I'm saying? But then you become that little busted baby out of the crew. So I don't know. It all might be a rumor. You know, I don't know. I know they know each other. I don't know how, you know, I don't know what's up with that. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to really speak on it, but she knows them like all the rest of us girls know a lot of entertainers in Atlanta. You know, so.
Okay. So I have another question. I was reading somewhere, on YouTube is always Ashley L. This Ashley L.
She loves them, and she put some YouTube videos up there herself too. She loves them things. I need to find out how to do me one. Some things get you popular.
But I seen she wrote something somewhere. I think it was on MySpace or something like that, or BT or whatever, saying that Cottage Hill messed up her life. Do you think?
Yeah, she doesn't. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. That's all right. Did college show mess up your life, or did it help you?
It was a great experience, if anything. It was the best experience. Like, something I'm going to remember forever. You know, I got a scrapbook of everything. I got over 500 pictures on my laptop. I mean, it was a great experience. I learned a lot about the entertainment industry, you know, hands-on, in front of the camera, behind the camera. It's not easy, and with any entertainment thing, like, people think it's all peaches and cream. Oh, I see on TV, she got to be paid now. You know, you expect so much from people, like, you expect so much from the network. Like, I thought, I mean, don't get me wrong, I grew up now, but I thought BT, like, was the biggest doggone thing that, you know, hit the planet. I'm saying, but once I got in there and started working with them, you know, it is a black network, and they do have a lot of complications around there. And sometimes I think we did get the short end of the stick, you know, and sometimes I didn't. But really, you know, it was the experience that mattered the most, like the memories that we have. You know, this is like a point in my life where I meet friends that's going to be in my life forever. So I feel like we all are going to have this, like, I could call her up 10 years from now, we'll still know each other. You know what I'm saying? So I think that really came from it. What else? Tracy Edmonds. That like, this is her show. She is so cool. Like, that's one of the biggest things I got out of it, was meeting her. She's like my mentor now. I email her almost every day asking her questions. She emailed me right back. She's like, she wants me to come to L.A. She sent me clothes. You know, she's really, like, trying to help me. She's really into what we're doing, more than what I would say BT, you know, they really don't care. You know, we just another show them or whatever.
Right.
Huh?
I was saying, yeah.
Yeah, and they make billions of dollars off our lives, and we don't even see half of that. You know what I'm saying? But the exposure was cool, you know. Sometimes I, like, when I go out on the street, I'd be like, dang, I don't want to be that girl from College Hill no more, you know. I want to move on to other things. But it all just motivated me and made me prepare for the future. Like, I would say that. I don't have any regrets about how they portrayed me. You know, maybe Drew does. You know, maybe Ashley L does. You know, Ashley L and BT, you know, I think they're having some complications right now. So she, you know, doesn't make reference to the show in any positive light right now. So it's just, you know, something personal with them. But at the same time, I love, you know, I would never bash them. You know, I don't burn bridges with nobody, because I don't know, you know, where I might be later in my life and might need them. You know what I'm saying? So I keep all my options open. Ashley L, like y'all know, she's a very confrontational person. If Ashley has a problem with something she don't like on the network, she's going to let them know. As opposed to me, if I have a problem with something the network did to me, I'm going to go to, like, my mom or to my friends and tell them I don't like that, or the people closest to me. BET, this is all a job. Viacom is in it to make money. Nothing personal, nothing. They're not supposed to have you on their back from years from now. So I'm saying they're in it to make money. You were an asset. You were a brand to them, and that's it. Nothing personal. We don't supposed to care about your life. You know, and you can't expect people to care. Actually, Elvis expects so many people to be into her, and when she don't get that kind of love, she's ready to curse you out, snap on you. And that's kind of what she did to them, you know. And it's just like, you know, you just, I don't know. I always tell her, you know, Ashley, think before you do a lot of stuff. So, I mean, really what she's saying, Ashley just be talking out the side of her neck for the moment. That's how she felt that day when she said whatever she said that you read on her YouTube and on her MySpace. She probably, and then later on she'll regret it. So it's just, Ashley's just like that. She goes up and down so much.
Okay, now, Siobhan, I seen some pictures on your MySpace page where you're out at the clubs and whatnot. So I was going to ask you, do you dance? Because I just can't help but keep on. Man, the episode that came on the other day with Sarah when she was in, when y'all was in London, and she hit the dance floor dancing. Oh, my God. I just died.
You like that? Sarah doing that, ask yourself, Sarah be getting it. No, she... I told her I can't wiggle that much like Siri, you know what I'm saying? I do, I don't know, they took BET Uncut off the air. And I like in Atlanta, I don't know if y'all know this, but strip clubs are really popular. By no means am I a stripper, but I don't knock strippers. I don't knock their hustle. I don't, you know, a lot of my friends are strippers. They got to get their money. They got to get paid. It's so common out here. I go to strip clubs all the time. In fact, all of the girls on the cast go to strip clubs. You know, I like to go in there with niggas that got their dough, and we all just spending money and just having fun. So, I mean, I be like, girl, do that, you know, if I can go home and do, you know, do that little move on my man. But really, I'm not a dancer. Like, I'm really that stiff cheerleader kind of girl. But still, I can make my booty clap now, just a little bit. You know, all that. I know y'all seen that episode where they was throwing paper on me. Now
you was making your booty pop.
Yeah, see, I could do a little something, but it's not for everybody to see. You know, it's just in my little private moment that I might, you know, do my thing, but I don't dance like that. I turn it up in the club now. Believe me and you, I can you know, lean and rock and do everything. I can get down, but I don't know if it'll be good or bad compared. It depends on who you compare me to. You know what I'm saying? So I can dance. Heck yeah, I can dance. I mean, shoot, don't help me like that. Yeah, I can dance. What are you saying?
Okay, Dr. Brown, we just had Miss Cherry on the show Tuesday, so I was going to ask you, do you know Miss Cherry, or do you watch Miss Rap Supreme?
No, I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. I don't watch TV. Okay. She was on the rapping show.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of talk about that and the heels and everything. I don't watch television. I promise, when I cast for College Hill, I never seen the show a day in my life. I didn't know what I was going in there to do. Somebody just said, you know, come in here, girl. And I'm like, okay. You know, just smiling, don't know what the heck I'm doing. I know. I actually tried out for the intern show. That was the original show that they had. They were promoting. They was like, you know, come try out. And they was like, by the way, you know, we're casting for College Hill 5, too. So, you know, would you like to be on that if we don't pick you for this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know what College Hill is, you know. Never really seen, I mean, I've seen little parts of it, but I never got into it like that. And they'd say, how'd you feel about the girls getting hit with the shoe and the boys didn't break it up? And I was like, you know what? That was dead wrong. You know, acting like, and I never even seen the thing before. So, you know, you got to pick it till you make it sometimes. And, you know, I'm here to tell y'all, I don't watch TV. I watch myself for 30 minutes on Tuesdays, and then I'm out of there. I mean, I might watch the war show and stuff like that. Oh, Flavor of Love, I watched that. My homegirl, Miami. That's me and her work together, so she's beautiful. So y'all can only imagine what kind of girls we got in Hooters downtown. So my girl Miami was on Flavor of Love. I stopped watching that when they put her off. And that's it, I think. Yeah. So I'm not sure about Miss Cherry.
Okay.
That's an interesting name, though.
Okay, now, Brie, do you have any more questions? Because we know Miss Siobhan is tired, and we don't want to keep her much longer.
Oh, y'all got me up now. I was just telling my cabinet right before I left. I was supposed to be calling into some radio show. I don't know, girl. She's like, I asked her. I was like, I think they've been calling me too, girl. I said, no, well, I'm going to get away from you because I'm going to do this interview by myself. So I left for that. But yeah, y'all got me up now. I'm cool. So,
about, are we going to see a reunion like they were doing for the other cast?
Not at this moment. We actually met with our executive producer in New York the other day, and they was asking him the questions. But I don't, not right now. Of course, they're probably going to do like 3 more seasons and then bring us back. But hopefully, you know, I won't be able to make it. You know, y'all can just Google me. And I'll be doing something way beyond and be like, you know, y'all, you know, I can't make it. Somebody call and represent. Siobhan can't make it. I don't know. I wanna put it in the past, really, y'all. Like, I love the show and it was a big thing, but I'm not trying to move back and come through no reunion and no. At one point they were talking about a challenge, but you know, like, I don't know if y'all know, like, Ray and them. I'm not trying to live off college the rest of my life. You know, it's over, it was fun. I'm not trying to, you know, and for the next season, you know, next season they doing it in Miami, y'all. So y'all know it's gonna be crazy. So, you know, I wish them luck, and I'm not going to try to steal their shine. You know, I had my time, so that's really not, you know, everybody got to know me, and then I move on. So, I don't know. Like, right now, there's no talks of a reunion show, no.
Aww. We would like to see you back on the show. So you say you didn't watch TV. I was going to ask you, like, how would you, if you could pick from all the other seasons and make your own season, your own College Hill, who would you put in your show?
Let me see. I don't know. They don't like our cast. I don't think, because they say we're not part of the, you know, the family. Like, all the past seasons, they hang out. My cast, we a little stuck up. You know what I'm saying? We stay to each other. We got swag, you know what I mean? So we got that swag that we like, we doing us right now. Y'all sit back and watch. You feel me? No, y'all not coming into this. So we got that kind of swag we have. But like some people have really, only person I could really say Jenna and Mark from The Interns. I love Jenna to death. I don't know, Ashley L. That's a good question for her because she gets down with all of them. Trust me.
And that's why she always
in the drama. Yeah, Ashley L. knows them. Like Ashley L. knows everybody. Trust me. She's the one that's, you know, in love with them and, you know, hanging out with them and stuff like that, and she hangs with them. I don't, you know, no offense to them, none of, because I just don't know. I never really watched any of their shows, so I wouldn't know, you know, what's up. Like, everybody was comparing me to Crystal in the beginning, like, you're going to be the loud one just like her, you know, and I don't think I'm like Crystal. I know by no means, because I'm not.
No, you are so not like her. I'm glad you're not.
Yeah, her loud is almost to the point where it's annoying, probably, but. But not me though. I'm loud, but sometimes I can feel like, oh, I just said that. Like, oh my God, you always talk about 2 pieces and a biscuit. You always talk about this. So it's just little sound bites that make me seem so funny and so personable. That's the one thing I wanted to be throughout the whole show. I wanted to be personable. I wanted to be that girl that everybody can relate to and say, that's my girl. I could, because a lot of kids watch our show. Like our kids is the most fan base, the biggest fan base. Like. You'd be surprised. You do get 40 and 50-year-olds that recognize you, but the kids are the biggest, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They make it worthwhile. So I always wanted to be that girl that they can relate to. Like, I'm her. Like, my little godbaby, I got a goddaughter. My best friend had a daughter when she was 14 years old. So the little girl grew up with us. And she watches TV all the time like, uh-uh. You not Beyonce, I'm Beyonce. You not this person, I'm, you know, so they pick people on TV that they want to be
right
now. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to be that girl that the kids be like, I'm her. I'm just like her. That's my home girl. You know, I feel like I know her. That's how I wanted to be. And that's how I wanted my character to come off. And that's, you know, that's the main thing is that I want to be relatable. I wanted to be a person that inspires people. I'm motivational. I keep myself motivated all the time. By no means am I a counselor or anything, but at the same time, I want to, you know, help people when I can. I want everybody to be like, this is my home girl, you know? So that was the main thing. So that was,
okay.
But I don't know who I'll put on my show. I say Jenna. I love Jenna Hair. You know, we both had a big wheeze and everything, but that's my girl. Who else would I put on my show? Nobody from my cast, but Dorian. people in my cast complain too much about every damn thing. Who else? Definitely, yeah, I don't know. Oh, the boy from the old show, season 3, I want to say. I don't, what's the boy that had the baby on the reunion? They was like, congratulations.
Oh,
Rodney, he's a cutie. I was like,
yeah, he's short.
Me,
ain't
he sexy? I was like, he's
yes, he
sexy.
Sure is. I know.
So I thought he was kind of sexy. But
that'll
I mean,
good. That'll be good eye candy in the house.
Yeah, you better go to the reunion. You might have made him.
I know. Well, hopefully we won't have to do a reunion with them because I'll be over it. I'll really be over it. I want to be with the new people. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all know anybody, like, I just want to say, if anybody's listening that's casting for the Miami show, people hit me on my space all the time, like, what should I do, you know? You got any tips to help me? I just want to say, for all y'all out there that's going to cast for that show, be yourself. Like, that's the ultimate thing, is you got to be yourself. You can't be shy. You have to be that. They're not looking for nobody shy. If you got something in your life that you don't want people to find out, don't do it. Do not do it, because it's going to come to the light. Just do not be shy.
Ashley L didn't know that.
Yeah, she didn't know that everything was going to come out. Everything comes out now, you know. I wasn't the perfect person in my life, and things like, Siobhan, you remember them ugly feet you had when you came to the net shop that time? Yeah, we got you on the internet when you did that, you know what I'm saying? So it all comes to the light, you know what I'm saying? If you that shy person, if you don't want to talk about your sex life, you don't want to talk about none of that, don't even go in there, because they're not going to pick you. You got to be wide open, like, yeah, this is me, now what y'all going to do with it? You know, demand them to put you on that show, shoot, that's how I was. I knew I made that casting from the first day I left. I already knew it. And I can say to y'all, I was the first pick out of 4,000 people. They called me, and they were like, we want you. I'm saying, out of 4,000, they was like, you the first one out of 4,000. They fell in love with me, and I was just being myself, like, it wasn't nothing, like, I didn't act, I didn't go in there. I mean, like, I did tell them that I did watch the show, you know. Of course, I'm not going to tell them I never watched the show, but at the same time, I was myself. I gave it to them people. And you got to look good on camera. Ugly people don't apply, you know what I'm saying? If you don't got no confidence and you think you ugly, don't go. Don't see Drew, he ain't all that good looking, but he got confidence, and that's what you need. So, yeah, ugly people don't apply. You got to look good on camera. That's the main thing. So, yeah. So, I just tell everybody, just be themselves. You know, everybody graduate. That's most important. And that's it.
Okay.
Go ahead, PB. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to ask, so she got a graduation. What's your status?
My status? I'm done in December. In fact, I'm going to summer school right now to take a Spanish class. But in December, I'm done. I got one more semester. So, I guess that's a senior, I guess. I don't know what you call it.
You're a senior.
I'm done. I'm almost out, y'all. I've been in 3 colleges. I just can't wait. I don't know where I'm going. I'm getting into radio, too, y'all. So that's something else I'm about to start doing in Atlanta right now. In fact, it's trying this whole radio thing. So, y'all look out for me on that.
All right, okay. I got one last question for you.
What's
did
up,
you
girl?
Hear about Atlanta, the girl on the MARTA train going crazy?
Oh, yeah, get out of my face. Yes. Girl, you be on them YouTube a lot. Dang. Yeah, the girl on the train. I heard they interviewed her family or something, and her family was at, like, she was in jail or something. They was like, she's really bipolar. Yeah, I heard about that. I actually watched it, but I got mad and turned it off. I was like, she just faking. But then when everybody started telling me that girl was for real, you're not right, mate. Oh, no. That's you? She was like, it was so funny. Yes, Atlanta people are crazy. These accents, I didn't know we was that country and that. I was like, Lord, she is embarrassing the hell out of me. So yeah, I heard about the MARTA train and thing. I heard, give me my ass. I've been looking for you. It was funny, wasn't it? That's you. I said, oh.
Yes,
I sound just like it, don't I? Y'all are cracking up.
See, I'm from New York, so I got a kick out of people accents from down south. I just laugh. It's funny.
Yeah.
Really? It's funny. What you think about mine? You say I'm country, huh? I'm country as hell.
Country.
I was just in New York. They were like, girl, sit down somewhere. It was so funny because they be trying to talk. Hey, what's up, Shawty? We don't say Shawty no more.
But we say what's up, here, we try. What's up, Shawty? We try.
What's up, Shawty?
We try.
You telling me Siobhan got me?
Huh?
You telling me her country accent is more country than mine?
No, y'all on the same level.
Okay. I don't feel bad now.
Y'all on the same level.
So Siobhan, what's next after you graduate? What? Are we gonna see more Siobhan?
Yes, y'all are. I'm going to do a lot of, like, learning the industry before I jump back into it, though, because this is hard, y'all. Like, it's so many funny people out there, you know, and I'm learning it. So I need to have that strong background. People can't tell me nothing. Like, I know what I'm doing. I know this, so you can't tell me nothing. You ain't tricking me out of my money for no contract. I'm saying, so I want to learn it before I jump back into it, really. Next year in January, I think I'm gonna move to LA, just make that move and go. I'm really not gonna work too much with my major as far as like fashion merchandising. I really don't wanna work in retail. I get in trouble and stuff like that. I'm not the most professional acting person, you know. So I definitely belong in entertainment. I'm not professional at all, y'all. I get in trouble with those kind of jobs, but for the most part, I'm getting into acting like, you know, like everybody will probably say or whatever, but at the same time, I'm going to make it happen. What's next for me, though? Like I said, I'm getting into radio, actually in the hip-hop station. I just got an assignment to start working on air here. So I'm excited about that. I just want to be that fashion mogul, too, at the same time. I want to be almost like the Paris Hilton, you know, with the crack and everything. Because, you know, I do, like, for real, like, you know, if I'm a smoke crack, I'm going to smoke that good shit, like Paris and them. So if I was ever, you know, don't do drugs, kids, you know, it's really bad for you. You know, I was just playing. Yeah, don't do drugs. But yeah, at the same time, you know, I just want to add that. I love Paris and I love Nikki and all them. I love them. So, yeah, so. I think I need to do one of the simple life shows, too. I got to shoot me a pilot. That's another thing. I got to shoot me a pilot for another show so I can pitch it to somebody because BET putting these crazy shows on the air just isn't getting it. So I can't wait till I get my time to do it again. But y'all will be seeing me again. Trust me. Believe me. It's not over.
Okay, y'all. This is Miss Siobhan of BET College here, season 5, which she's trying to put behind us. So what I'm going to do is this moment, I'm going to give y'all her MySpace. Her MySpace is www.myspace.com/Siobhan1. So y'all go over there to the MySpace, y'all ask Siobhan, because she's crazy, as y'all can see. She's crazy in a good way, though.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm crazy. And y'all let me know what y'all think about that finale. Please let me know. Please. It's called The After Party, and we're doing it real big next week. And check out my blogs, too, on BET.com. I work hard on those little blogs. BET, you know, won't give me a break on them. But yeah, I work hard on those blogs. So, you know, I'll just thank y'all, everybody, for showing me love. Thanks for the interest in the interview. You know, I do it high, low. You know, you just come at me correct, and I'm down for anything. You know what I'm saying? I won't say anything. But yeah, just look out for me. I just want to thank everybody. I don't know who's ever listening to this. For real, it was so much fun throughout these 13 weeks, and I loved it, and I loved everybody. And, you know, when you see me, holler at me, because I'm doing my thing right now. Hit my MySpace up, and let me know what you think. You know, I can't respond to everybody, but I definitely will accept you as a friend, keep you in touch, and keep all my networks on, you know what I'm saying? And I'm single and ready to mingle. Guys know that. I'm single and I look good, and I get lonely, so, you know, help me out on that. But, you know, I don't want no any kind of guys either, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm single.
Okay, Siobhan. Now, before we let you go, I want to know if you could do us a drop, just say something like, get Siobhan and you turn this Brown Sugar Radio or something like that for us.
Okay. What's up, everybody? It's that girl, Siobhan, a.k.a. Siobhani, and you're listening to Brown Sugar Radio. And you got to tune in because they're definitely funny. They're hot. They're doing their thing. They're up-and-coming radio personalities. I mean, y'all got to give it to them. So that's all about Brown Sugar Radio, baby. Bye.
You got to say booty talk one more time.
All right. Y'all better give me a copy of this little interview here. I done did. Okay. Y'all ready? I swear I'm going to get paid off this one day. Let me see you making booty talk. Booty talk. Yeah. I think that's how I said it. I don't even remember. But is that good enough? Y'all don't always see my face. See, they be like, you said it's so cute with the face, you know?
I know, you did.
And I was like, yeah, you know, somebody had that on their phone. They came and showed it to me. And I was like, oh. But, just thank you so much. And go back to that episode. And we got some exclusives, too. Y'all got to check out the exclusives on BET.com. Some stuff y'all never seen. Even when the DVD comes out. I mean, it's so many funny moments that didn't make air. So many. And you can only check them out. I mean, I don't even have access to the stuff, but I wish I did because it's so much y'all didn't get to see. So check out all the exclusives on BET.com and on the DVD when it comes out. You get to see my interviews before casting for College Hill. You get to see all that. So there's some treats on the DVD.
Okay, now it looks like we have a call on the line. So I'm gonna go. We got the Dave Jones show on the line. You got anything you wanna say to Siobhan? Any questions?
Hey, Siobhan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling.
So what's up?
Everything is up. You what's up?
Okay, you know, yeah.
It's all about you, sweetie. It's all about you.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I'm just, you know, I got a radio show too and on Blog Talk Radio. I'm just, you know, sending you a shout out and sending you so much love and everything. So I'm just kicking with it.
Okay, well thank you so much. Thank you for listening.
Well
thank you.
Okay, that was David Johnson. Y'all make sure y'all head over and check him out. And also, Siobhan, again, we want to thank you for sitting down.
Thank you, Siobhan, for calling up.
Okay, thank y'all so much. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too, Siobhan.
And send me a copy of it now.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. All right, okay, bye, y'all.
Bye.
All right.
Okay, now, yeah, I want to make sure I go ahead and give an update. We'll be back next week. She will be in the building Tuesday and Thursday. Thursday next week, I think it's May the 29th, if I'm not mistaken. Brown Sugar will have a special guest for you all. And I'm going to go ahead and release it because Brown Sugar told me I could release it. If y'all remember, all my life I've been told, but it really don't matter no more.
Those are my friends.
Nappy Roots will be in the building May 29th. Brown Sugar will be holding it down. And so y'all definitely want to tune in because Nappy Roots are coming back. They're going to be playing their new hot tracks. And Brown Sugar's going to have all the exclusives. She's going to do an interview and everything. She's going to hold it down. We have like 3 or 2 minutes remaining in the show. Bree, you got, don't give me your link. Tell the people where they can check you out.
They need to check me out on MySpace, myspace.com/KittyXBree. Add me as a friend. Leave me a comment. I respond to all my messages. I leave comments and all that good stuff. And it was fun doing Brown Sugar Radio, you know, holding it down with P.B.
And y'all already know y'all can reach your boy. If you don't, www.pbcreations.com. And, you know, holler at your boy. Definitely add Brown Sugar Radio on the MySpace, www.brownsugarradio.com/Brown Sugar. That's SUGA in Vegas.
And Brown Sugar Base.
We will be back next week. I thank all you for tuning in. And we thank Siobhan. She was fun, y'all. And that's pretty much it. We're going to call it a wrap for tonight.
Later.
Bye, everybody.
Brown Sugar Base.
You're crazy.
Later.
Brown sugar, babe, I get high off your love. I don't know how to be.